This session is all about the hologram. Our mantra today, beyond mind and body function, my personal truth is the essence and sculptor of me. The hologram is an intuitive process. It requires us going inward, getting more in touch with our true self. If this lesson or this concept is difficult to grasp, it's simply because you haven't yet owned your personal truth. Instead, you're intellectualizing and dancing around what your personal truth is because you're stuck grasping onto or stuck because you're trapped in cultural truths. Once you break the chains and you step into the freedom of personal truth, freedom of expression, living your best life, the hologram is going to become one of the most intuitive, simple, and practical concepts that you've ever learned. The beginning of the hologram for me was a transition out of looking at body image, looking at the shape, the size, the measurements of me based on what I ate and what I did to work out, and instead looking at how cultural truths, contextual influences, and toxic or empowering environments were shaping me. For example, we know that if we're experiencing shame, our bodies are filled with inflammation molecules. You can see your body actually puff up and get inflamed. On the other hand, if you bring honor in, if you're in an honoring experience, you sense relief and lightness. You sense upliftedness with your entire being. At the same time, your physical body shifts and reflects whatever it is that the honoring is bringing into you. Again, if this is confusing and doesn't make sense, I challenge you to look more deeply at what your personal truth actually is, not what it is that other people tell you that you're good at, not what it is that other people tell you you should do or you would be beneficial in. The hologram is all about what you know to be your purpose, your passion, your service with meaning in the world, regardless of what anybody else has to say or think about it. This takes us back to yesterday's message about affiliation. If the people around you will stop, listen to you, and accept whatever it is that is your personal truth without having to over-inform, spill your guts, and share all the skeletons, that's not necessary. If people are willing to accept you in that context, they are quality, they are worth being around. They are the ones accepting your personal truth over cultural truth. Expectations, judgments, assumptions, pressure to do a certain thing a certain way. So again, with the hologram, we see the reflection of our personal truth, the essence of who we are, as the shape of our physical self. Whether or not we live our personal truth, we can see a different sculpting of our physical self. So it's very reflective and mirroring of one another. So today's technique on the hologram is going to be a walk with self. Wherever you are right now, I invite you into a comfortable meditative posture, inhaling through the nose, fully exhaling through the mouth, inhaling through the nose, exhaling and feeling the shoulders drop, feeling the jaw unclench, softening the space between the eyebrows, going inward and beginning at the top of the head, scanning down through the body to the feet. Take your time today imagining almost like a laser passing through the body. The more in tune you get, the more that you can actually sense this laser beam passing through the body. The imagery of this laser also enhances the the observational healing process that you've just triggered or initiated. Taking this opportunity again to recontextualize that a trigger doesn't always have to be negative. In biocognition, we talk a lot about triggering our wellness, triggering the causes of health, rather than triggering trauma or triggering a trauma response and stress. We can trigger the goodness as well. Continue scanning. As distractions come in, that's fine, that's normal. Let it float away like it's in a river, or let it pass like a cloud. If you're picking up on tension, discomfort, or pain, pause for a moment in that spot, intensify that laser or that focus. When you're ready, move on. And when you get to your feet, imagine yourself looking down, finding your feet again on a beautiful path in nature. Walking down this path, you begin to hear words in your own mind or whispered to you through nature, biocognitions that are exalted emotions and higher cognitions. As they resonate in your body, just allow imagery to surface. As the imagery surfaces, again, check with the body. What's happening? Where do you feel it? What's the sensation? How can this inform the enactment or the living out of your personal truth? Wherever you are on this path right now, you hear the whispers of admiration. Admiration for you. Admiration of your true self. As nature whispers this to you, what's happening? What do you notice in the body? What do you notice in your mind? Where you might be experiencing resistance, continue to inhale, exhale, breathing, and allowing that admiration whispered to you, whispering around you, to be brought inward, taking it from the external context to an internal consciousness. Admiration consciousness is a component of your personal truth. As you continue walking, you next hear gratitude. The gratitude is not shared externally for something or someone else. It's pristine gratitude. No associations of what that means, just the essence of gratitude. The biocognition of gratitude being brought inward, held on to in the body for healing, for greatness, for expansion and growth. If you feel resistance, slow down. Imagine your walk slowing to the pace of a Zen walk, or freeze, pause the body, stop, and let it sink in. We can reap the benefits of movement, even if it's just the imagery in our mind. When you're ready, take a long breath and begin the walk again. Slowly, gently, there's no rush. Next, we hear the whisperings of compassion. Compassion. Compassion dissolves anger, bitterness, resentment. It brings in understanding and inclusion. Where in your mind body do you need compassion, inclusive compassion, where you give yourself the same love and understanding that you offer others in the world? As you accept inclusive compassion with self, what do you notice? You continue walking, still at a gradual, easy pace. There's no rush. What you begin to sense now is joy. In nature around you, you might hear some giggling. You might hear peace and stillness. And what you're noticing is that as you embrace inclusive compassion, pristine gratitude, and admiration for self, you keep going inward, deeper and deeper, until you find your true joy. How is joy expressed in your mind and body? What's going on inside of you? Remembering that happiness and joy are very different. Happiness comes from external things. Joy is within you always. With your personal power, you have the ability to go inward and access it at any time. Letting that joy overcome the body and mind. You pause wherever you are on your walk. And you stop, looking around in nature, taking a long breath in through the nose, feeling air fill up down to the belly. And using the strength of your core and your diaphragm, you speak your personal truth to nature. Who are you? What are you doing here? And who cares? How do you belong by yourself? How do you allow yourself to be your best companion? How is the world better with you in it? Speak this truth as your mantra. Write it down. Continue to repeat it inside and outside of your body. Every time you say it, every time you read it, every time you write it, check the body and see what's going on. If there's resistance, what is the resistance keeping you from doing? Or what is the resistance perpetuating in a dysfunctional way? Step into your greatness. Speak your truth. Be at peace. Paying attention to the feet again, begin to scan upward through the body to the top of the head. Take a long breath, exhale and sigh. Count yourself out of the technique when you're ready. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Gently opening the eyes, looking around the space for anything novel, anything that brings you back to the present moment, to present mindfulness. Speak your truth and be at peace. Be well, my friend.